Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the fate of Afghan evacuees. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. More than 1,700 Afghan evacuees have settled in Ohio after the Taliban took over Afghanistan 2 years ago. But the resettlement process is not straightforward, and after this summer, some families fear they'll be stuck in a legal limbo. Member station WYSO's Alejandro Figueroa shares the story of one Ohio family navigating the process.
Elta's family home in Dayton feels warm. There's a big scarlet-red Persian rug, pillows everywhere, and it smells of green tea. Elta's two-year-old cousin is running around the room. We're not using his family's last name because they fear for their relatives' safety in Afghanistan. The family fled the Bamyan province of the country with nothing 2 years ago. His dad and uncle worked alongside U.S. Army Special Forces, and they fear retaliation from the Taliban.
Now I'm living in the United States, Dayton, Ohio. It's kind of good, I guess. And I'm feeling like I'm happy to be here and also feeling that I'm free to do what I want.
He still vividly remembers the day he fled Kabul with his mom and siblings.
And I didn't say any goodbye to my friends, to my family, to anyone. I still remember those days. Like, I went to Kabul, and then in the way I was crying, like, because my dad was not with me and my smaller brother, he was not with me.
That was 2 years ago. His younger brother and dad joined the family since. Eltaf graduated high school this past spring and had plans to go to college and study biology, but there was a problem.
They were saying that you need this document and this document to be like a college student. And I only got 1 month to show them.
Eltaf's family was one of many on a federal program called Humanitarian Parole. Vincent Wells, an immigration attorney for Community Refugee and Immigration Services, explains.
Humanitarian parole is like a temporary status. That's a status that the United States government is giving these individuals, saying, you know, they're seeking refuge for a period of time. It's not an extended time.
It was meant to be a two-year program during which Afghans applied for asylum status. The Biden administration extended it back in May. Those who have a pending asylum case were supposed to get automatic parole extensions. But Elta's family, who falls in that category, hadn't received word of any extension several months after the announcement.
There will be a lapse, right? So you're saying if you don't have proof that your parole has been extended, even if you have a submission pending, you're technically without status if you don't have something else.
Wells says those who don't have an asylum case have to request an extension. In early August, his resettlement agency received two parole extension notices out of over 100 submitted in May. Some resettlement agencies across the state haven't received any notices at all. Advocates like Wells want Congress to pass the Afghan Adjustment Act, which would allow evacuees to receive green cards after additional vetting. House Republicans struck down an earlier version, but it was reintroduced in July. After months of waiting, Elta's family was granted asylum in August. He's now eligible to receive financial aid, scholarships, and go to college this fall. But some of his extended family members, along with thousands in Ohio and across the country, are still waiting.
I don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's not only on my family. It's happening for everyone.
This summer marks 2 years since many of these families fled for a safer, more stable life. But still, their future here is uncertain. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Alejandro Figueroa in Dayton.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.